For 3,000 years, people in India have used seeds from the neem tree to fight dysentery, malaria, and lice, as well as a component of it to protect crops from locust invasions. For 20 years, Peter Strzok of Washburn has been spreading the gospel of this native tree to Africa as part of the Hubert Humphrey Institute. He says experiments in 1988 showed neem extracts sprayed on crops kept pests away.
To see if this would repel locust and grasshopper invasions, and it turned out to be almost 100% efficacious. So this was the proof that a local product, locally available, could be used by farmers to protect their high-value crops.
But politics entered the picture, and Strzok says his efforts were stopped cold.
Muammar Gaddafi called President Traore of Mali and said, watch out for those Americans. They're doing experiments in Africa they're afraid to do in America, and it killed the project for 16 years.
But this year, he and others with him had a breakthrough in Western Africa after a devastating attack of locusts that destroyed 95% of the crop in Senegal. The president of that country wants to give neem a try.
To see if we can work with villagers for them to see the benefits of neem. There's health benefits, there's crop protection benefits, there are other benefits as a means of alleviating poverty.
Other African nations, including Mali, Morocco, and Algeria, are also going to try this natural pesticide. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.